falling away, those who will leave the faith, those who will allow deception to come in, those who will ultimately be corrupt. Now, looking at our day, one could say, well, certainly apostasy seems to be there. I was reading a book review recently. It was in our Sunday Times. There's a section on latest books that come out, academic and novels and things like that. And one book caught my attention. It was written by a professor of linguistics. And what's rather interesting about this man is that he, his wife, and children were missionaries. And they went from the US to Latin America to work with an Indian tribe, to learn the language, to have a written language, put it in a written form, and then to translate the Bible into the language. So they were progressing quite well. They mastered the language. They learned linguistics and phonetics. And then they started the Bible translation. And then something happened. As they began now to preach to the Indians about Jesus, the Indians turned out to have a rather interesting religious approach, that unless they could see, they would not believe. So they said to the missionary, "Show us Jesus." And the missionary, his wife, and the children, and they almost at times faced death with malaria, all kinds of horrible things, and they stuck at their jobs, scratched their heads. And they concluded, well, we haven't seen Jesus either. And on that basis, they said, we don't think we can be Christians any longer. So they said to the Indians, well, you were right, we were wrong. So they took plane back to the US, where he is a professor of linguistics in an American university, but no longer a Christian. So I scratch my head and say, what on earth happened? And the reviewer of the book is rather scathing that it was the Indian tribe that converted the missionary, not the missionary that converted the Indian. But then I think of a story I was told recently. In fact, here in Australia, there's a very interesting missiological method developing. It's known as contextualization. As you know, there's a C1